of a scary story, but amazing what happened in the end. A group of four girls in Michigan, ages 11 to 14, stopped a kidnapping attempt by kicking and hitting the suspect, as well as throwing hot coffee at him. The 22-year-old man followed the girls out of a convenience store and grabbed two of them. The other girls then hit, kicked, and threw coffee on him
until
he let them go. The girls then ran to a nearby hotel and called the cops, who quickly arrested the man on several charges, including kidnapping. This is 13-year-old Lauren and her 11-year-old sister talking about what happened.
He just started saying, "You're coming with us."
Behind my sister, I screamed, "Allison," and then he attacked.
He said, "You're coming with me," and like, he got my face.
This cannot be happening. Like, I thought it was a test at first, but then I'm like, this is real.
I grabbed my drink and chucked it at his head. I punched him in the head. Saying that your little sister was going to get taken is very scary.
Wow, they were so scared but so brave. And this is the police chief, Jason Oliver, talking about how the girls got out of there.
They decided to go across the street where the lights are to a lit area. He grabbed another one by the hair after he had let the little one go, and they continued to kick and punch him and scream until he let go and ran off. Kicked, screamed, punched, clawed, threw their hot drinks, their Slurpees, or whatever they had on them. They did what they needed to do.
Badass girls right there.
The guy, too, that tried to kidnap them is like a big dude.
Well, good for them. My question is this. I think, what the hell are 14-year-olds doing with coffee? You're too young for coffee, but I'm glad they had some Java right there.
Jeez.
Throw it in his face. About 1,800 students, and I wish they would have done this when I was in school, in kind of a suburb of Denver, Colorado, are already back in school, but they're trying something new this year. A four-day school week.
Ooh, yes.
See, that's my exact reaction. The students of 27J in Brighton, it's the 16th largest school district in that state, are just going to show up now for 4 days a week, Tuesday to Friday from 8:30 to 4:30 p.m., A spokesperson for the district said that this could end up doing the four-day thing, if it works out, could save them $1 million a year alone in transportation and utility cost. Now, there's been some pushback, which makes sense from parents who are on the hook, because that's an extra day if they've got kids for childcare, mm-hmm. the younger end ones. And I see that, but oh my gosh, that could be good for babysitters to make some more money.
Yeah.
I feel bad for the parents, but...
Well, the parents are definitely, yeah. I mean, that's going to cost them a lot of money in childcare.
It's just one extra hour of school usually per day. It's how they kind of average it out. So that's not that bad. And maybe they'll actually focus more on wasting time. I feel like when I was in school, God, we wasted so much time with stuff. Like, let's just get the learning crap in so I can go home.
Yep.
But I don't know. What do you think about that? If we were all still in school, would you like to have a four-day?
Absolutely.
Duh.
I'd love to have a four-day work week.
Yeah, let's try to get that.
Why don't we just start not coming in either on Mondays or Fridays, and we'll see what they say.
Mondays, for sure.
Yeah. We can make it Murder Tuesday or something like that. That'll be fine. Okay, this isn't going to happen for the Colts, unfortunately, because I don't know how good they're going to be this year, but it is going to be good news for Cleveland Brown fans. Bud Light is giving away fans of Cleveland Brown free beer when the team wins its first regular season game. Now, the Browns, they tweeted a photo of victory fridges that will be placed throughout Cleveland. Once the team wins, the fridges will be unlocked and fans can grab a free beer.
Man, this is so smart of them. You know why?
Why?
Because they're never going to have to give out any free beer.
Exactly. The Browns captioned the photo, "You stood by us all through all of it. We love you for it, and so does Bud Light." The Browns, by the way, getting that win you talk about, it was back in 2016 in December 24th. So it's been a while. That's...
Yeah.
I don't know if they're going to open that beer anytime soon.
Uh-uh. Yeah, two of their players got into a fight yesterday.
Yeah, I saw that. It's like, hey, guys, let's chill it out a little bit. Let's say that for the field, so maybe we can have some aggression out there. And I got to wrap up Need to Know News with some food goodies. Of course, I can't have any of this, but Girl Scout... they're releasing a new cookie. It's the caramel chocolate chip. It's described as having rich caramel chocolate chips and a hint of sea salt in a chewy cookie. Yum, yum. And McDonald's. Oh, my gosh. I liked that they came out originally, but the one thing I think they lack in their breakfast game is what they're doing. They're testing a McGriddle sandwich with French toast.
Oh, that's all you need?
Yeah, oh, my God. I love, if I could make, like, a monster mash of different breakfasts, because I love, like, the egg and cheese croissant for Burger King or the French toast sticks. Those are my jam. But, like, McDonald's kind of lacks in that game right there. Looks like they're coming after it with their new French toast McGriddle things. They're currently testing them in Minnesota.
Competition is steep.
If they come to Indy, we're going to definitely know about it. That is Joe's Need to Know News.